Hello.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Let's Jazz It Up. Here with Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva here. Phone lines are open right now. Show has begun. I have with me a returning guest, award-winning saxophonist, flutist, and vocalist, Joyce Spencer, here back on the show. Welcome, Joyce Spencer.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me back. I appreciate it.
Yes, yes. So tell us about that track, Keep It Simple. Is there a story behind it?
Well, there's a story. It comes from my very first CD back in 2010. It's when I came back to music after 20 years. And I wanted another track, and I wrote this, and I said, guys, just keep it simple. It was just going to be a short intro or outro to add to the CD. And I just told them to keep playing, and I would keep playing, and this is what happened.
Okay.
And I said, keep it simple. That was it.
Well, you did a very, very good job. You did a very good job.
Thank you
for that information. By the way, where are you calling from?
From Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. All right, Dallas, mm-hmm. Texas fans. I got my girl here back on the show. What's up with that?
Oh, yes, yes.
All right. So, since 2018, you were on my platform. And it was the album Colors?
Many Colors. Right.
And what you been doing, Joy Spencer, since 2018?
I think after Many Colors, I did release a Christmas project that I produced on my own. Being out of music for so long and coming back, and I just jumped in 6 feet of water without knowing how to swim. I took a break, and I took my time to find the right people to work with, from recording to producer, everything. Because, you know, after having so many challenges, there's a saying that my mother and her sisters used to say, I can do bad all by myself.
Oh, yeah.
and I think that those experiences turned out to be a blessing, because I endeavored to learn how to record on my own and build a studio at home.
Oh.
And that has really helped me a lot. It helped me take control, if you will, of my sound, because what happens is that some people don't understand live horns. Recording and finding the right spot, and some people are just not that patient, I'm patient. Well, it's like taking your child to daycare. Daycare will never take care of your child like you do.
Yeah, yeah.
So I decided to find ways to learn, you know, from miking, recording software, you know, MIDI keyboards, everything. And it's really been a blessing, because not only for doing my own projects, but also collaborating with other people as well.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. Wow. Sounds like a brain scrambler right there. You've been busy.
Yes. And you know, there's a lot to learn. Not just music recording, but learning how to edit videos, video editing, doing my own graphic designs. Flyers, things like that, and as an independent artist, you know that I said it on the show that I co-host, that nothing that we do costs 99 cents. The track costs 99 cents, but everything that poured into that track, from the software you have to purchase, from the musicians you have to pay, from the mixing engineer, the mastering engineer, the producer, nothing costs 99 cents. So sometimes you have to find ways to cut costs.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured if I spend money on editing software where I can do it myself, I was able to do that. If you have the time, you have to pour in your time, even creating my own website.
Mm-hmm.
You try to find ways to cut the cost, because you know what you have to pour into. I'm talking just one track, too.
Yeah. I feel you, because I run across a lot of artists that tells me the same thing, but in a different way. So I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for that information. Thank you. So
you're so welcome.
Tell how you would introduce yourself to our curious listeners out there that don't know of you. What would you tell them about yourself and your music career?
Well, professionally, I am I call myself a saxophonist, then a flutist, and then a singer. I'm also a songwriter and composer. I studied music in college. I have a music education degree, a bachelor's degree in music education. And after I graduated, I went to corporate America instead of music. I didn't teach. I didn't perform. It was just hard out there. And I have a saying that it's hard out there for a chick, you know,
yeah.
holding a horn. And back then, it was even harder. So now it's a little bit easier since the internet and being an independent artist is a little more popular. But, mm-hmm. of course, you have to wear all the hats and you have to work mm-hmm. hard in terms of marketing. There's always one area you're not good at. But if mm-hmm. you're really serious about what you're doing, you're going to put the time and energy to learn.
Yeah, time. and energy.
Time, energy, and money.
All right. All right. And thank you. Thank you for introducing yourself. So as we move along in this show, we're going to mention the new single, Cherish. Before I spin mm-hmm. it, go ahead and give what is the inspiration behind this track and what moved you to do it?
Well, Cherish is a tribute to my mother, Teresa. She passed away last year of COVID, mm. and she was in a retirement center that that we couldn't see her. We couldn't. Mm-hmm. I'm used to taking that 5-hour drive, even if I'm by myself to go see my mom, and my mm-hmm. sister lives about 5-10 minutes away, mm-hmm. and we couldn't see her. And mm-hmm. and they told us it was to protect them. So I was willing to make that sacrifice. But long story short, she got COVID from one of the employees, and she didn't make mm-hmm. it. And mm-hmm. and by that time, I think it was over 400,000, but people lost their lives. And the mm-hmm. way I thought about it, now it's over 500,000, of course. Mm-hmm. It's not just over 500,000. It's 500,000 times at least 10 people each person mm-hmm. that yeah. – felt the effects of COVID because mm-hmm. the survivors, the loved ones they left behind have felt that pressure. And my siblings and I, we felt that, not mm-hmm. even being able to be by her bedside. We're that kind of family that somebody is sick, everybody's driving, everybody's mm-hmm. going to show support mm-hmm. with, you know, prayer and support. And we couldn't do that for her. And it was, you know, a little tough to
yeah.
have my mom die alone. It's tough. And I realized I wasn't the only one. So I said, this is a tribute to the people that we lost to COVID, and not just my mom, but everybody. And mm-hmm. I was hoping, that's why I gave it the title Cherish, because even though that was traumatic, you know, I cherish those memories of having my mom all those years. And,
right.
And I'm sure everybody else has, you know, you may suffer the grief of losing a loved one, but everybody has some memory that they cherish and hold dear to their heart to get them through it.
Yes. And thank you. All right. I'm going to go ahead and spin Cherish. This is Cherish, everyone. Cherish and listen.
Thank you.
That is Jarius. I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
Dude,
thank you.
Get down. Woman, you can blow
yes.
that time. Woo. That is like a lullaby, and you could play it over and over and over. To me, you will never get tired of it. You know the chorus. You know, it's you could play it over and over, and it's so soothing.
Somebody else said that too. I've heard that feedback before, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, so I believe it's going to become very popular around a lot of music outlets, and a lot of streams. People will love it. My opinion, I love it.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay, as we continue with the show, I would like to mention also another track. You and David McLaurin did some music together. Can you tell a story on how that came about? And also, I got one track on here to play, Open Your Eyes. So give us
okay.
a story behind all that.
Well, David McLaurin, I think that's been at least 2 years ago. He said, Joyce, I have a track I want to send to you. Let me know what you think, and I want you to play whatever you want, do whatever you want. Well, when he sent the track to me, I said, David, you know this track is complete. and he said, no, he said, do whatever you want. I'm not going to tell you how to do it, when to do it. I mean, you know. I said, okay, let me give it a try. So what I do is when I sat and I analyzed it, and I said, okay, I can do something with this. And I laid the sax on that one. And he has another one called Funk 101 that I
yeah.
did flute on. And yeah. So this is really the only thing I did on this was the sax. and that particular album where those two tracks came from, Open mm-hmm. Your Eyes and Funk 101, did get a Grammy consideration.
Yeah.
So I was excited yeah. about being a part of that. But
yeah.
David McLaurin probably has by now 6-7 different albums, and he collaborates with several artists, and he has some amazing work
yes.
out there. But
yes.
where you would find that track is under David McLaurin.
Yes.
Featuring Joyce
yes.
Spencer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to, you know, find it, you know, look for him by David McLaurin. So, and I look forward to doing more things with him in the future too.
Yeah. By the way, can you get him to come on my platform? Because I've been following him for many years.
Oh yes. Of course.
I can't get him. Okay. We go.
Okay.
I'm
I'll help
play.
You with that.
Okay. Thank you, Joyce. Here is
You're welcome.
Open Your Eyes. Open Your Eyes as we continue with Let's Jazz It Up here on Lady Diva Live Radio with Joyce Spencer. I'd like to continue the show. Joyce Spencer, what is your website information and your social media info?
My website is joycespencermusic.com, joycespencermusic.com, And on the homepage, you will find every social network where I have a profile, from Facebook to Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and LinkedIn as well.
All right. Thank you for that information. Will you be having any future music projects coming up you'd like to tease us about?
Well, the song you heard, Cherish, is the first of an album that I am working on. I'm going to release one track at a time,
okay.
And it's going to be an EP, anywhere from 4 to 6 tracks, and the name of the album is Hidden Treasures.
Okay.
And I'm about to start the second one. It's going to be on flute, and I just want to give a shout out to the artist consultant, Willie Bradley, who I want to congratulate him. He is number one on the Slew Jazz chart. He's doing very well. And on the track, It's My Time. And the producer for him, for that track, is also my producer, and his name is Jeff Kennedy. And I just want to give a shout out to him for doing such a great work out of Detroit, Michigan. And I'm in Dallas. See how this works?
Yeah.
So,
right.
And that's what I meant. I was looking for the right formula, right combination. As you can see in Cherish, that I finally found that.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for that information.
I have a project with Gary Fuston. You know, he's the producer of it. I wrote a track called Sax O Funk. It's not smooth jazz. It's not going to be in the smooth jazz album, but it's a very upbeat, some of that old 80s funk sound.
Oh.
And, I wrote it, and I sent it to Gary Fuston, who's also a producer, and he does this type of music anyway, the hip-hop and the funk sound. He said, Joyce, this is excellent. Let me work with you on this one. And that's going to be coming in about 2 weeks.
Wow. Get down, Joyce. So
I am working, girl.
any events or online performances, Facebook Live or anything you performing?
I used to do live streaming, and then I buckled down and started working behind the scenes to get ready for when everything starts to open up. And I have been getting calls from, festivals and what have you, say, we're about to open up. Are you available? And that I figured that's what I would do. Just back up a little bit, start writing, get yourself together, and be ready for when things open up. Because somebody called yesterday and asked, we're getting ready to do something because people are needing live shows. And I'm like, I'm ready. Let's do this. So, I should have my shot, my vaccine soon.
Okay. All right. That's what's up.
Ready to go. Mm-hmm.
What is the ultimate desire, which you wish all your fans to get out of all your music, and especially Cherish?
Peace. A safe escape, something that, that soothes the savage beast in them, but not create one.
Yes.
Because we have a lot of stress that will push us to the limits. And I'm hoping my music will be able to interact with people in a way that they can say, okay, I can breathe. Let me calm down. It's okay. It's going to be okay. And that's what I hope that my music would do for people. Not only just make them reflect and cherish things, but also give them a moment where they can get up and dance and smile and just have a fiesta, if you will, a celebration, something that's healthy, a healthy celebration.
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. You are more than
welcome.
Give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you in the making of Cherish, or rather with all your music productions. Mm-hmm. Right ahead.
First and foremost, my number one supporter is my husband, LaDarian Spencer. And I tell him often, I don't know what I would do without you. He's been so supportive that he will even work a second job just to help me get the money together to support. So he's been amazingly supportive. And so thanking him, And also, I have too many family members, and I'm afraid to leave one out. But from the Fontenot family, many of my family have been very supportive. They've supported the project. Everybody, when I was doing live stream, I was, you know, taking tips and everything, whatever I could, or fund me or donations to help get this first project out. And people were very supportive in doing that. I understand now that some people don't care for GoFundMe, but they don't mind dropping something in your Cash App or Venmo or Zelle account. And I'm super okay with that. So that everybody, whether it's a, you see, I'm one of those people who say a dollar is has a lot of value. Mm-hmm. And so I tell people no amount is too small or too great. When it comes to helping us get this together. So right now, all I do is ask people to go and download Cherish for 99 cents. And if I get 5,000 people to download that track, I could do a lot with that in terms of getting the next song and our song or two out on this current project. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm asking people to do. 99 cents,
then.
That's it.
Gotcha. Y'all hope y'all hear that out there. And any words of encouragement you would like to give, Joyce, for folks that are dealing with dark times today? We're still going through the pandemic. Any words of wisdom, words of encouragement?
I'd say two things. It's okay to cry. It's okay to have that moment where you just need to cry. And just remember that perfection is overrated. We're not perfect. Mm-hmm. And every day we try to make the best decisions for ourselves. And if you're a parent, for your children, you try to make the best decisions for your business. And honestly, sometimes we don't make the best decision. And I want to just tell you, it's okay. You are not alone. And you can always regroup. As long as you keep moving, you have not failed. That was just a bump in the road. A bump in the road will shake you a little bit, but it will not stop your car or you from driving on, if you know what I mean. So just keep driving and keep the faith. I tell people, we as independent artists, we do live by faith because we can go through a lot financially, a lot of energy, a lot, and we don't even know if we can even sell. Will it sell? Will people like it? But it's okay, because when you know when you've been called by God to do something, you just keep doing it. Your passion comes through, and you just proceed with it. Whether it's an audience of one or 1,000 or 10,000, you will continue to just give your best and keep going.
That's right. And thank you for those words of encouragement, Joyce Spencer.
My pleasure.
We're ending our show. Joyce, you are welcome always to come back on my platform with any music projects. And give me information about the next three songs that I'll be playing, Serenity, Sweet Dreams, AC/DC. Go right ahead.
Well, Serenity, the first one you mentioned, is from my second album, Many Colors.
Yeah.
And I wrote this song based on the title. It's because serenity is something that, as I said earlier, that we always pursue. And it's one of those songs that I wanted to be that way for people, to bring them some peace, to bring them some ease in their life. And AC/DC is actually a cover of a Billy Cobham song. I think it was released probably the 70s or 80s. And I heard it, and I absolutely love it. It's not a popular song, but it's something that I loved. I loved the way he did it. And I rearranged it, of course, and did that one. But actually, it was originally released by it's a Billy Cobham song that I covered.
Mm-hmm.
And on that particular one, I play both flute and soprano sax. And I just love the energy because I love fusion. And Sweet Dreams. It's another song that was from our first album, and the name of that album is Sweet Dreams, and this is a title track from that album. And I even have a music video, a professional music video on YouTube, so check it out. And when you see the music video, you'll understand the story behind Sweet Dreams in terms of, you know, people are troubled and can't sleep at night, and there's just so many challenges.
Yeah.
Your challenges might be this, your challenge might be that. And in a music video, it reflects that those things that keep us up late at night, and maybe a song to help you relax and get through those, like you said earlier, dark times.
Yes, yes. Well, Joy Spencer, this is our time. I had fun with you. If anyone missed the show, follow the same link. This is Lady Diva signing out. And thank you, Joy Spencer. Love your music.
My pleasure. Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you.
My pleasure, too.